It's always fascinating watching users interact with your website. It's always full of surprises, and one area that seems to be particularly full of surprises is navigation. Labeling, in particular, is something that always intrigues me, and seeing how users respond to the labeling on your navigation. In particular, I find it interesting how users react to navigational items that they don't understand, that aren't clear to them. One would presume, for example, that maybe if there's a site on a university website marked alumni and a student comes along and doesn't know what the word alumni means, they'd just ignore it. And that way you might think it works very well, that people will ignore things that aren't related to them. But if you are an alumni, then you'll know what alumni means and you'll click on the option. In actual fact, it doesn't work like that. In reality, people feel this need for certainty. They feel this need to know and understand what is going on. If, therefore, they're faced with a label that they don't understand or they are unsure about, they have one of two reactions. Either they kind of suffer from indecision, so now they're not sure about what to click on, because, well, maybe the section called alumni has got something that they need to know about. Oh, and what should they do? And so they do nothing. The other reaction is they go, well, I need to understand what alumni means. Therefore, I'm going to click and go into that section and find out, because I might be missing out on something. There may be something in there that is relevant to me. So they end up clicking through and navigating around a section that isn't at all relevant to them and isn't aimed at them in the slightest. So what's the message here? Well, I guess the message is that even if a section is not meant for a particular user group, that it's important that the label for that section makes that clear. And that labels need to communicate to everybody whether or not the content that lies underneath that label is relevant to them or not. If you don't do that, it's just going to cause confusion. Another kind of related labeling issue is where you end up with two labels that are too similar, where content could exist either under one section or another. Again, you've created uncertainty in the user's mind, so they either become indecisive or they feel that they have to go and investigate both sections in order to be sure of which one is relevant to them. This kind of labeling is an amazingly important part of how somebody interacts with a website, and you can create real problems if your labeling is not clear and distinct. So, have a look at your website and ask yourself again, are all of your users going to understand all of the terminology used in your labels? And are those labels different enough to avoid confusion?